unofficialmills.co.uk is the unofficial fan site of Scott Mills. Scott
Mills. 6:10. Right, now I am sure, if you missed this earlier, that somebody has put my number on a toilet door in a pub somewhere. I've been receiving some strange calls over the last couple of days, including this one which I got last night on my personal mobile.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Now, that's either one of my mates being hilarious or someone's actually put my number on the door. I'll ask you again, was it you or anything to do with you?
No, it wasn't me on the loo and it wasn't me who put the phone number anywhere.
And now let's ask one of the ones who doesn't speak. Is this anything to do with you? He says no. Right, so, he was blatantly in a toilet, though, wasn't he? Whoever he was.
That'd be the flush noise, giving you the clue, yeah.
Give me a... so earlier, we sent Chopper to the pub to get some of these numbers that you, see on the backs of toilet doors. Sorry about that.
I don't really like doing it, to be honest.
Truly astonishing things they offer, though, some of these, don't they?
Yeah, so some of them are quite difficult to make out what's written, smudged and stuff, but, you know...
So,
I've done my best.
Thank you for these. We're going to call some of these now.
Are you going to talk to them?
No, you can.
Right.
Well, you found the numbers in the first place.
Yeah, but I did it yesterday.
You know what they said. So we're going to now find out why these people's numbers are on the back of doors and exactly what they're offering.
All right. I'm doing it, yeah? Yeah. Is it the top? Have you rung the top one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hiya. I'm calling about the job.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm calling about the job.
What job's that?
The job that you were offering.
Yes. What job was that?
Well, it just said... I couldn't work out what the first word was. It just said job.
I did. What do you mean?
Well, you've got your number advertising the job.
Whereabouts?
In the toilet at the ship.
What's the ship?
So it's a pub. So are you offering jobs or not?
No, I'm not, no.
Right, so there are no jobs on offer?
No, not that I can think of.
Of any kind?
No, afraid not.
I'm just looking for a job, basically. I'm just trying to get myself back on the work market.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought this was... You were offering jobs.
No, all vacancies are closed now, I'm afraid.
Right, okay. So you were offering jobs, I'm just too late.
Yeah, afraid so.
Right, okay then.
That's right.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
That's all right, cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, if he didn't have any jobs to offer you, then why did he put his number on the back of the door? Maybe the same thing's happened to him, and he's been a victim like me. Didn't seem to have any employment, did he?
He didn't know.
Right, try the next one down, yeah?
Right, the one below that one, yeah?
Yeah. I thought you would at least walked away with a job there.
Me too. Maybe I'm just not... don't sound employable, you know?
God.
Hello?
Hi, is that Randy?
Randy?
Yeah.
No, mate, it's not Randy.
You sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
All right. It's just because saw this number and it said next to it for I couldn't make out what the middle thing. It just said Randy something action to give this number a ring.
Did it now?
Yeah. So I was assuming that you were called Randy and you were offering like windsurfing weekends or mountaineering or something.
No, I'm not offering that, mate.
Really?
Yeah, I promise you, mate. I'm not offering any of that.
So why would your number be alongside Randy? I still can't make out that word. Randy something action.
I have no idea, mate. But I gotta go. I'm at work. See you.
Okay, sorry, Randy.
How disappointing. No jobs, no mountaineering.